Time now for sports with Jared Sleppy.
The Minnesota Twins trade deadline acquisitions paying off yesterday in their 4-1 win at home against the Detroit Tigers, with Cindy Leon getting the bat started.
First, the 1-1 to Sandy. A line drive to left field near the line. That's going to be a fair ball. Miranda's going to score. Racing around third is Gordon. He has the green light from Tommy Watkins. And Gordon scores standing. Welcome to Twins territory, Cindy Leon. A two-out, two-run double. And the Twins take a 2-0 lead.
He had another base hit in the ball game to go 2-for-3. Also, the two relievers pitched yesterday, with Fulmer going an inning and giving up just one hit, no earned runs, no walks. And Lopez picks up his first save as a Minnesota Twin, going one inning for no hits and no earned runs, as well as no walks and a strikeout. The Twins welcome the Blue Jays to town for a four-game series starting tonight, with first pitch at 6:40. Pre-game will start at 6 o'clock. You can catch that right here on the Tornado. Sonny Gray on the hill for Minnesota with a 6-3 record, 3.41 ERA. It'll be All-Star Alek Manoah on the mound for the Blue Jays with an 11-5 record and 2.43 ERA. The NFL is appealing Deshaun Watson's 6-game suspension. It's been reported that Commissioner Roger Goodell has not been put in charge of the ruling. In other NFL news, Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Marquise Brown has been charged with criminal speeding. No suspension has been put in place yet. Brown was acquired by the Baltimore Ravens during the offseason. The Cardinals' other star wide receiver, DeAndre Hopkins, has also been suspended for 6 games due to performance-enhancing drugs. The 2022 football season begins tonight with the Hall of Fame game. That will be tonight at 7 o'clock between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Las Vegas Raiders. Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock from Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio. With a look at your sports, I'm Jared Sleppy for NewsDakota.com.